Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
It is Wednesday. I actually thought all day it was Thursday, and yesterday I thought all day was Monday.
I thought yesterday was Monday.
I thought yesterday was Monday. I thought today was Thursday.
I thought today was Thursday for a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
He told me he was going to have pizza and watch football, and I was like,
there's no football tonight, sir.
You're like, you could do that, but I don't know where you're going to do it.
Maybe he DVR'd the game. Maybe he recorded the game.
Who does that anymore?
Yeah, we don't have, like...
Do you remember when TiVo, like, came out and it was real popular?
I still laugh at the different, like, rom-coms that, like, one of the big fighting points was when somebody would delete your show off the...
off the DVR?
Off the DVR.
So when growing up, we recorded things on the VHS. And if somebody recorded over top of something that you recorded without telling you before you got to watch it, that was real bad.
My mom had a daily timer set on our VCR to record Days of Our Lives.
Her soaps.
Yeah. Her soaps. And that tape, like, that tape got some business. Like, she'd watch them on Friday nights or Saturdays, rewind, and then re-record the whole next week. And I don't know. Yeah. It's funny because people talk about how kids don't understand TV seasons.
No.
They never experience the joy of, like, the summer reruns.
Well, they don't understand, like, commercials really either, because, like, you can pause and then fast forward, like, if you have to go somewhere. Like, if you have to go pee when you're watching TV, just pause it and you can walk away. It's like,
right, you're not like running, like, and jumping over the couch.
You had to speed pee during the commercial break and hope that you made it.
I think the thing, now my children are still a little older, so they experienced it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we had family video. But I don't think kids get the joy of, like, walking in to the video store on a Friday night.
And hoping there's still one left.
And the new release, it's like a whole wall of, like, 50 of the new release.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There was nothing worse than going into one of the, like, Blockbuster or, so our Giant Eagle, like, we had the Eagle video. There's nothing worse than that one movie you really wanted to see, and all they had were the stupid sleeves, and, like, the case wasn't there.
I'm sorry.
The rage was real.
Did that make you sad?
It did make me sad, because, like, you went for a specific reason.
Just saying.
Sometimes I did like to just browse, like, the older movies too, though.
It's kind of nostalgic. It's a little fun.
Yeah. And then Be Kind, Rewind.
Kind, Rewind.
Yeah, they would, like, charge you like $1.
Uh-huh.
$1 if you didn't rewind your video. It's big stuff. Okay, so this week, we are reviewing, because we actually do have an episode planned. We're not just going to talk about random stuff. Although we might talk about random stuff. You never know. So we, this episode, are reviewing My Demon Hunter by Aurora Asher. Okay, who wants to do the disclaimer and all the things? And then I have to ask Amanda a question.
I can.
Go for it.
I don't know why I raised my hand. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, disclaimer, we will spoil the book. So if you don't want to know anything, go read the book and then come back and listen to us chat about it. Things to know before we start. It is My Demon Hunter by Aurora Asher. It is part of the Hellbent series. This is book 2 of the series. The release date was March 25th, 2025. The tropes and themes are opposite attract, fated mates, redemption arc, love across species, immortal enslavement, found family and brotherhood, prophecy, destiny, hidden power. She is a witch, touch her and die energy, monster boyfriend with a softened heart, and there is a whole tale thing going on. It is told in third person head hopping, and the audio narrator was Kirsten Lee, and you can find it in KU, and it is a Kensington book. Some content and trigger warnings. There is some religious and mythological elements, self-worth and self-hatred. Both the leads have that. There is female body image insecurities and self-deprecating thoughts, guilt, shame, and trauma related to past actions or enslavement with the hero.
Amanda, did you read book one?
Nope, I did not have time.
You jumped right into this.
I did, and my thoughts on it probably suffered because of that.
Oh, really? No, just go with it. Dive in. So you didn't love
Yeah.
this?
I liked it. Like, I like the series. I like the premise. They felt Mist and Lily felt a little meh to me. And I think if I had read book one and possibly even the novella that you get on her website,
Yeah.
that I would probably be more invested in them as characters. But I was more interested in everyone else in this book, honestly.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I think if I had read the previous books, I might have probably. Well, I mean, at least for Mist, because I don't think Lily's in any of the previous books, but
No,
no.
just missed
I
is.
think I would have been more attached to him if I had read previous books, and I really wasn't. I mean, they kind of talk about him, going after the other demons, and I think if I'd gotten some of that backstory, I probably would be more invested. So.
They're taking bets in the YouTube chat on whether or not I liked this book or not.
Don't see the YouTube chat.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have mine on either.
Yeah. Janellen doesn't think I liked this one. Jenny, what are your thoughts, overall impression on this book? Because this is a little different for you.
It is a little different. Like, it's
But
probably not
time
something I would.
works. Time
The time
works.
does work. It
Just
does.
saying.
I didn't feel like the romance was central. Like, it was more like this is a couple and this is their, story happening to them. Like, I didn't feel like them getting together and them staying together was an important part of the story. Like, basically they get together and they are together, like literally do or die. So if I took it as not like focusing on the romance, I didn't mind it, because it was fun. It was interesting. Like, things are happening.
The
I
pacing was
like the
super
lore.
fast. I
Yes.
thought the pacing was really fast. It made it a really easy read. I
There wasn't a
was.
lot of downtime in the
No.
book the way that it plays out, and I think that helps.
But if you prefer more character building, connection, lore, world building, which is what Amanda and Jenny tend to like, then I see where this kind of might have missed some marks for them.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, I can read books without that, that are more surface level or whatever, but I have to be really connected or attached to a character, I think.
Well, but with
And
this one, I don't, I
yeah.
mean, I have only read this one also. I did not read book one or the novella. And I think the way that this book is set up and the fact that, like, there is so much head hopping and you get so much from the other characters, like, you need to read that first book to really get a feel of the way the world is established. Because I mean, maybe in book one, I mean, you read book one, right, Beck?
I read the novella. I have not read My Demon Valentine.
Do you feel like
Okay.
in the novella she kind of sets up the world
You
well,
get the
though?
world. You get the world. So I think that what Jenny said about the romance not being central, that was my biggest hiccup in this entire book. Like, the romance felt secondary. It felt
Like,
like a
Miss Journey was like the whole.
Mist's journey, coming, breaking free of his enslavement, wanting to stay where he was at. I really liked the lore in this book, though. Like, I'm engaged. I don't. It was funny. The banter was good, but it wasn't heavy in the romance, which is what I think when we read like the Ashley Bennett ones or like the Cleo Evan monster ones, they're really heavy in the romance. And this one was more in the action. I actually felt like this book might actually feel more like genre fiction, maybe a little YA
With
more
romance sprinkled in.
than adult romance or new adult, maybe.
Yeah.
Just cozy fantasy versus cozy romanticy.
Yeah, it definitely had more cozy vibe than romance
Yeah.
vibe.
Yeah, I think
But
so too.
if you look at it from that perspective, like, I mean, I enjoyed the book. I enjoyed the story. Like, I started listening to the audio, and it was hard, especially with the singular narration, like, to realize there was head hopping at first because of it. I didn't mind the narration, but I felt like there wasn't a lot of distinction between the head hops. You know how, like, sometimes when you're listening to a book, like when you go from one character to the next, like there's a very distinct voice change.
Yeah, we
And
didn't
I
have
don't
that
feel
this
like we
time.
got that. And it's just the way that she narrated it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But with so many POVs, like it was a little confusing at first, but then once I realized like where she was going with it, it was easier to follow. But then I finished it by eyeballing it, and I enjoyed it a lot more eyeballing
I only like I dropped into the audio at chapter 8 for like 2 chapters because I'm like, I need to know how to say these people's names. And then I
Oh.
was like, well, I guess demon names. And then I was like, no, I don't. They're just, yep,
Well,
they're
and when you're
good.
listening to it, but then you go and look at it, you're like, I would not have thought that's how that
Right?
was pronounced.
Yep, I'm like,
Because there's
yep.
a character named Meph, but it is MEPH in the book.
Like Mephistopheles.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you're looking at it, like you're not
Yeah.
getting that meth. You're getting meth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Stacy makes a good point. She said that it felt more urban fantasy than paranormal romance, and I definitely agree with that. And I think in that vein too, because I'm a very big fan of urban fantasy, but the urban fantasy that I prefer to read is heroine focused. And
Yeah.
this one is not. And I really didn't feel like I got enough of Lily, because I would have loved more of like the witchy aspects. And and we may get that with her sister's book, I'm not sure, but I would have liked more of that. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah,
I felt like there was a lot of unresolved
Yeah.
stuff
Yeah.
with
Well,
Lily.
and I wonder though if the way the story, like the series plays out, because it seemed like there was a decent amount that carried over from book one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So I wonder if
Eva
it's just
and
like
Ash,
you
yeah.
need to start on book one and read your way through
I
it.
will say, and I don't say this very often, I think that we did a disservice to this series
By starting
by
on book
not
two.
starting at book one.
Well,
Yeah.
does she say these are standalones?
Yes, but there is a note in the bottom of the blurb on Amazon that
Okay.
says, for the best experience,
Okay.
you're encouraged to read. And then on her website, it's all over her website. For the best reading experience, the folding of the story, understanding who all the characters are, it is best to read these books in order.
Well, I mean, at least there's that disclaimer. I didn't read
Yeah.
that disclaimer
Yeah, I
because I
didn't see
didn't read the
it.
blurb.
So it does, I feel like I did do a disservice to us, to this series and to an extent, by starting at book two and not going to
I
starting with
will
my
say
Demon
though, like
Valentine.
even dropping in on book two, like I am intrigued by the
Yeah.
novella couple and I am intrigued by book one's couple. Like,
And see, the
because I've.
novella was more romantic than this one.
Oh.
Well, and I in book three, which is Meth and the sister, like
Yeah.
they're gonna be like friends, well, enemies with benefits. And so I like the romance might be more heavy in that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was definitely, like I said, they were the most interesting to me in this book. Like
I
I
enjoyed
was way
that.
more
Yeah.
interested in them.
Like
So.
anytime we got like a little snippet of his head hop, I was happy.
Yeah.
So, I feel like this was definitely one of those books that this was Mist's journey.
Yes.
We often get it the other way in our
Yeah.
romances. We'll talk about how, like, one of my big complaints of like Emily Henry is the male antagonist is simply a plot device to help her on her emotional arc and journey. And that's where that was this book. Lily, it feels like a plot device to help Mist as he is moving through this world and figuring out how to do, what he wants to do. I do feel like this was a refreshing twist a little bit on Fated Mate style and pairing, at least for me. I don't read a ton of this, but I do feel like she kind of, it wasn't,
It wasn't
it
typical.
didn't feel typical.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, Amanda, you've read like six other books that had this kind of stuff in it. You call me out on it. It's fine.
Oh no, I mean it's there are little like notes that are like slightly different, but I think that's what, makes paranormal and urban fantasy like so great is that you can take just like a little bit of a twist and make it feel different. So yeah, I mean it felt fresh for that aspect.
Yeah, it was funny when he was like at the bar and sniffing everybody.
I mean, you typically see that in Shifters, so it was fun in a demon.
Well, and I'm going to be honest, I've never read a demon romance, I don't think. Like, because I read the Cleo Evans Office ones, but that was a lycan and something else.
I've read a couple demons and
Was he a demon?
Yeah, he's a demon.
Oh, I'm
What
sorry.
is
He
that
was a
name
demon
too?
in the Kimberly Lemon
Oh my
book.
God, drunk and save the day.
She bought the fancy book.
It's
It's
very
pretty.
fancy. I've read a couple and I honestly don't remember them. I mean, they end up as mates, but the sniffing is not a part of it.
Well, I've read ones. Well, I have read a series where they kind of sniff each other, but the mate thing is different. So,
They sniff
keep in mind.
each other.
Ollie is a close sniffer, like are the
He
dogs.
is.
He's
Oh
a
man.
very close sniffer, and that's all I could think about with Mist. Was he like close sniffing
Is he a
people?
close sniffer?
Is he a close
No.
sniffer? Anyway.
Ollie is definitely a close sniffer.
These pages were crowded because we hadn't read book one. Like I knew who some of the people were from the novella, but these pages felt crowded, and I think that again, that was a disservice to the romance, to the story.
Yeah, I mean to an extent, I think, but they were all very interesting. Like I was very interested in all of the side characters. I do think it like, it made the romance feel less. And because some of the side characters are so much stronger, it felt like they kind of fell by the wayside. But I think maybe it's just that Mist and Lily are like almost softer characters. You know what I mean? Like not huge personalities. And we did that Shelley Lauriston book and I mean there were like a million people on the pages.
Yeah, but
But
they
I
were
think
just larger than
bonkers.
life.
Yeah. So I mean there's a little bit of that in this where I can compare and say that, I do like some that are not so romance focused and I do like a lot of crowded pages. But I think this one just, it was just like not exactly what I was looking for. So
That's okay. One of the things, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I think it is that both the characters like had a softness to them and there wasn't like I needed one of them to be like way more assertive. And they both kind of just like went with the flow of things. And 'cause even when he was like I'm going back down and I'm going to do my thing, he wasn't like forceful about it. He was just like, "Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to see what happens and it's probably a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyway." There wasn't any like roughness to it that I wanted.
So Jenalyn says in the comments, and this is where I was going actually, she feels like it's normal for a book two to feel soft. Oh, this is Stacy, sorry.
Stacy.
Feels like it's normal for a book two to feel softer in a fantasy or paranormal. And we talk about this in the contemporary side, and I don't know if we've actually talked about it on an episode as much as we've talked about it like in different
We had
chats.
touched on it in different series where like the first book was very strong and then the second book kind of
Well, there is a publishing phenomenon that many believe that a book two, a sophomore book, is going to have a sophomore slump. That a book two is never as strong or rarely as strong as a book one. Yeah. And part of that is too, because as a book one, you're like, maybe it got
my best.
Well, maybe you've spent more time writing it because it was developing the story, developing the world. And so, you know, maybe there was more developmental time in it. You've reread it 50 times. And book two, you're like, hey, book one was a success. I'm jumping into book two. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily spend as much time as you did with the development. And sometimes that second book can feel like, hey, this feels like, you know, a little of a letdown. And then usually an author by book three, they find their stretch. And, you know, this is also one of the reasons that I'm not a huge fan of long series.
Yeah.
And this one is going to end up being six books.
That's not unusual for a paranormal urban fantasy at all. No. Especially if she's doing a new couple every book. You know, and I think part of it too is when you're doing the paranormal and the urban fantasy, romantasy, whatever kind of like thing falls in that genre, there's almost always going to be some type of beta character. Like you're always going to have someone in the main group that is more of a beta character.
Yeah.
And those are typically not my favorite books, just because of, you know, paranormal. Well, also in paranormal, I'm much more like, I want action. I want like violence. Like I want, like.
Yeah, as you were talking, like I was thinking it's going to be interesting to see how like Mist develops through the other books.
Yeah.
Because I could see him being used as a tool for like the others to advance whatever their agenda is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I think too, because he's painted as this mythic hunter too, which didn't really fit. And maybe he has, maybe he's more of a hunter in the previous book because apparently that all plays out.
I think she introduced him, like he didn't want to be hunting anymore. So he was really trying to back away from it and get away from it. And that was part of the reason he was hiding like in the, like
true
on the surface anyway. Like he didn't want to be that anymore. So I think that kind of played out in like the calmness of his character.
Yeah.
Cause he essentially, like when we first met him, like when they like in Eva's apartment, like he didn't really like try and hide, like go out and do things. Like if he went outside, he only did it in small snippets because he didn't really want to make the effort to like use like the human, I don't remember what they called it, but like transform himself into the human form. Like he didn't have like the urge really to do anything. It's almost like he was depressed.
Yeah, I was going to say he's very indifferent and has kind of resigned himself that he would rather die than continue doing what he's been doing.
Yeah, and I think and this is just a me thing too. Like, I think I just kept waiting for that switch to flip and him to just kind of go all out. I mean, he kind of does when he, you know, tears out from the inside of that Gorath or whatever it was called, but you know, but like that's really the only part, you know, and I kept just waiting for something to.
And that's almost at the very end of the book. Like you're just, and I think that's the thing. Like there's a lot of stuff is happening, but like he's just kind of meh through the book. But at the same time, like I didn't dislike his character.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't dislike him, but
So one of my pet peeves in this book a little bit was Lily's self-deprecating thoughts about her appearance. It became really repetitive.
Yeah.
I don't think it was needed. I feel like this is something where a sensitivity reader that has experience with image issues or, you know, doubt in their confidence and stuff like that could have been really helpful to this author, because reading it, like I just stopped liking her because I'm just like, shut the fuck up, you're annoying. Like it was a lot of that with her, you know. After a while it was like, I know I read the previous 10-12 chapters, I don't need this constant reminder that you don't like how you look.
Yeah.
And it never really gets like resolved either. I mean, she, you know, like it never really stops, and she never, like, she finds this new power, but it's never
Yeah,
really
she's glowing and
explored.
she doesn't know anything about it. Like, they think maybe they do, but.
I was really like, okay, like I'm just like, what's going on?
Yeah, I like the Lily at the end of the book, but I felt like her character arc was very odd in the way that it happened.
Well, even like besides image wise, like she talks to her, like talks to herself very rudely.
The other thing, the overuse of the word screaming during spicy scenes,
Oh,
had
yeah.
me just laughing
I didn't
constantly.
even
Leah, get your phone out. Count how many times they use the word
play.
scream.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay. I skimmed over a lot
Oh,
of those scenes,
please. I did too,
honestly.
because they were all the
The
same.
they were all the
They
same, and
were.
the it was like there was a tail action every time, and I was like, oh, I'm like, yeah, okay. I like it's the same.
Amanda doesn't like the tail.
It's not, it's just I'm
Oh, the
not,
word
yeah, it's not
scream
that I
or
don't like
any.
it.
Scream or some version of scream was used 47 times.
That is in every sex scene. It's the only
Yeah.
time it's used.
Oh,
Oh,
well,
he's
they
talking
scream
about his
once
victim
and she's like over
screams.
the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you, I was laughing because I'm like, how's she not hoarse yet? How does he have a voice left? All that kind of screaming? Like, I would
Her
be.
muscles screamed. Her instincts were screaming. She screamed.
I mean,
Everything
the first
screamed.
time I was kind of confused why, like, none of her neighbors were like, what the heck's going on? That's so funny.
Yes.
Because she was screaming.
Yeah, because she's on like the third floor, right? Like,
Yep, that was a little annoying to
yeah, so
me.
337 pages.
And
I mean, that's
that's
not the out
long.
the whole book,
That
but.
is also long for this type of book.
Oh, is
Well,
this,
that's with
in
the
my opinion?
preview. Hold on to the next
Oh,
book.
okay.
Okay, let me look.
It's
335 pages. So, not.
for what happened in this book, or what didn't happen in this book, or the things that we didn't get explained, that it feels excessively long.
Yeah.
Like for the fact that we didn't go into hardly any detail.
Yeah. I am intrigued by the necromancer. Like, and he's book four, I think. So, but that's the thing. Like, I'm very intrigued by a lot of these side characters. And, like,
Same.
I feel like we needed this story just because, like, of the way I'm assuming book one played out. But at the same time, like, I really just need the other characters.
Well, and I just wish the romance had been more forward. Like,
But
there's
the
never a
covers are real
moment.
pretty.
What?
I said, but the covers are real
The
pretty.
pretty. I have bought, pre-ordered them all, the covers and the edges. Cannot help myself, but I don't know where I was going. I wanted more
You want more
romance. I wanted
romance.
more spice. Like, he's a monster boyfriend. Like, I
Yeah.
wanted her to have a
I
monster
we want a
boyfriend.
monster, yeah.
Yeah, because she like that's kind of what attracts her to him in the first place is like the way he's behaving, and then she doesn't even get to experience that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Like
it's.
getting the ice cream, and I mean, he gives her ice cream the first time, but like, yeah. She doesn't get the romancing.
It was, yeah. I just was. The
Like I
cover's
enjoyed it, but it
pretty.
definitely was like when I was listening, it was fine as a background. Like, it wasn't one of those books where, like, I needed to stop what I was doing to really focus on what was happening. Like, I enjoyed the storytelling. I enjoyed the way she wrote it, but this specific one, it was just really good background noise
I
for me.
did like her writing style.
Yeah.
And I liked the novella a lot, so I do feel like I need to go back and read book one.
Yeah.
I need to read the rest of them in the series. It's not typical for me, but I am enjoying it. I just,
There's something missing.
Yeah, this might have been like that filler book that you need to
Yeah.
like branch to, yeah, to the next
Well, and
thing.
Amanda's saying, you know, that like for 300 and some odd pages, we didn't really go very far. And she's not wrong.
Right.
We didn't go very far. And I liked the instant connection. Like, I was excited when there was that instant connection because I was like, yeah, I'm in it. And then the
And like the
chemistry felt like a dudded sparkler. Like, it would get started and then it'd just go out. And it gets started
Yeah,
and it'd just
and it
go
was
out.
like there was some really funny moments, like when she asks, like when they first met, and she's like, can I see your phone? And like, not like he is so like out of touch with like humans, he like doesn't understand. And she's like, why would I ask him that? Why wouldn't I just ask him like his phone number? So it's like they both have these like there's little things like that that are enjoyable, and like that's what keeps you reading. But if I didn't have that, I probably would have set it down.
I like this world. Does that
Yeah.
matter?
Yeah.
Like, I'm
Yeah.
intrigued by this world.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was something she did really well. The demon mythology, as it unfolds, it's done kind of in an interesting way where they're telling us as we go how things work versus an info dump, which is one of my complaints often with fantasy.
Yeah.
Is we get like all this information for like 9,000 pages and then I get a story. Nobody needs to spend 12 years walking across the desert. Get a fucking map, people. But this world, like the way she describes it and is kind of allowing us to explore it with the characters, really made for interesting world building.
Yeah, hell's a lot more complicated than I was led to believe.
Well,
and she had like that demon camel.
Oh, yeah.
It
Was like her pet.
It's like those lawn ornaments.
Camel
He was like a,
lawn ornament?
well, because he's like a skeleton, like the Halloween lawn ornaments
Oh.
that are like animal
But he was a
skeleton.
camel.
But he was a camel. That's true.
Yeah, it was just a weird choice of
I don't know, like what was like, I'm gonna have this like skeletal like pet and I'm gonna pick a camel.
I mean,
With the like non-binary ruler.
I do think some of that was done really well.
It was.
Yeah, I
That,
agree.
you know, the non-binary rep in the book was well done. You know,
Well, because I think it, because it was subtle, but not subtle at the same time. And I think that's why it worked well. It wasn't like pushing it in our faces, but it just was normal and existed.
Right. So you don't have to make a big deal about it, right? Because it's just what it is,
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is how we all should be, you
Yeah,
know.
because like everybody thought she was a dude, and then they're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Is it she? Like,
Women are the devil. That's what I heard. We make the
Yeah.
men sin.
Damn apples.
Damn freaking apples. Anyway, I've been obsessed with apples and peanut butter lately, just so everybody knows.
I like apples and peanut butter.
It's a great snack.
It is.
And Amanda's like,
And it's
what
healthy
is
for
wrong with
you
you?
too.
I
I
don't
prefer
love peanut. I'm
Nutella.
not a peanut butter fan,
Mike's
so.
not a
I'm
peanut
not
butter
really
fan
either.
either.
No, here's the real question. Crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Creamy. I
I
can't
like
do
a crunchy,
crunchy.
but nobody else in my house does, so we can't buy it.
I don't like particulates in my food.
Like, that's just like peanut butter somebody got tired and stopped churning.
Right? Like the machine broke and they were like,
Yeah.
okay, this is good
That is
enough.
not how it works. It
Oh
is
my
fully like
gosh.
made, and then they stir pieces in.
Oh, you've angered Leah.
When I was younger, my mom belonged to a healthy food co-op and they would get like government peanut butter, so you had to store it upside down so the oils
Yes.
would. Anyway, I laugh at these parents that are buying like the all natural sugar-free peanut butter. I'm like, I grew up on that stuff. It's gross and you got to store it upside down.
I buy the natural peanut butter. Actually, we were talking about it tonight.
You're gross. Just give me some Jif, but I don't buy Jif because that's expensive. You get the Aldi brand, but it's the same. It tastes pretty close.
Exactly.
And Amanda doesn't like peanut butter, so.
I was like, I'm not eating a peanut butter either, so.
Jenny doesn't either. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
You guys are weird. Mike doesn't like peanut butter either. I don't understand that.
If there's a, I can eat it if it's like a small amount in chocolate, but like by itself, like
Same.
I
Like
no.
I can't eat it by itself. Like I need some sort of like vessel to eat
A
it.
spoon? I
Like
only eat it
no,
like
not a
only in chocolate.
spoon.
Only in chocolate.
Only in chocolate.
Yeah, like if that is a choice, I'm not choosing that if there is another option.
Yes.
I love one of my comfort meals is peanut butter with strawberry jelly cut in triangles with Doritos.
See, that's gross on multiple levels. Like, you can have peanut butter and you can have jelly, but they cannot touch. That is disgusting.
Gee, Leah, did your mom take Tylenol? Are you
No,
circumcised?
but she,
Just
oh,
asking for a
that is a
friend.
weird question to ask me.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Oh.
We have the like goober like jar that already had it like
That stuff
mixed.
was gross.
Ooh. Yeah, it's like
Oh, the
lines
peanut
of
butter and the
jelly.
jelly? I was
Oh, yeah, it's
confused.
like the
Okay.
lines of jelly and the lines of peanut
Yeah,
butter, and
no,
that's
they
like.
cannot touch. They cannot touch.
When Chris was little, he would make me make him one peanut butter sandwich, one jelly sandwich, folded in half, but not touching.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
I can see that.
Y'all are weird. See, Jen
You
Ellen
eat
eats
Doritos on
Uncrustables.
that grossness.
On the side. I don't put them in the sandwich. They're on the side.
Still bad.
I love
What
Doritos.
did Jen Ellen say?
PB&J Yum. She
Oh,
loves
Uncrustables.
Uncrustables.
They just sued Trader Joe's because of the Uncrustables.
Did they
Oh,
really?
yeah. Yeah.
Smuckers be some
Smucker's
bitches.
did. Yeah.
They're from
Those
Southeast
Ohioans.
Ohio. They're
Yeah.
bitches. Just saying. I'm not lying. Okay, was there anything in this book you really wanted to talk about that we didn't cover? Because we're going to talk about something else.
No, I don't think so.
I think we talked about everything that
Okay.
I had like notes on. Yeah.
And in the content warnings, I put religion because, you know, demons and mythology and stuff. You know,
I think that's fair.
just in case
Yeah, I
somebody
agree. I wouldn't have
has,
thought about it, but I get it.
you know.
Yeah, because I definitely had some like background knowledge. I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's not how that went. And then I read Reader's Note and I was
Yeah.
Yeah. I met with a editor at one of the publishers yesterday, and on her wish list, she really is looking for a genre fiction thriller that takes place around the 1980s satanic panic.
Ooh, I would read that.
And like
That's very
everybody's like,
specific.
yes, please.
I
I
would
would
read
read
that.
that.
Anyway, if you're a romance author and you write a little dark and are interested in that, come talk to me. I might have something for you. But she said
Yeah.
Satanic Panic, and I was like, oh,
Oh, yeah.
okay. That might be fun.
That would definitely be fun. I would be along for that ride.
I didn't realize how such a big deal it was. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I was sheltered, or just my parents were like, the devil's coming for you, you're fine. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
like it was a non-issue for them.
I mean, the Catholics believe in purgatory, so really, that's my hell.
Oh,
A
yeah.
quiet place in between. You're not in one
Yeah.
destination. That's like a long car ride where you go nowhere.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
We grew up with the fire and the brimstone, and
Yeah, we
that
didn't.
whole,
We
yeah.
weren't.
We didn't either, but I know of it.
I did have, I think it was probably junior year in high school, I was a little obsessed with Dante's Inferno and all the
Yeah.
levels of hell. Like,
Yeah.
that was fascinating to me. But, you know, maybe I got a thing for the devil.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down, Jenny, on My Demon Hunter and Jennifer.
I would say like a little more than sideways. Like
Okay.
I would read more of her
Okay.
books.
So good writing. This just wasn't the story that
But
hit.
yeah, the romance was not right.
Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Mine's a thumb sideways also. I agree. Writing is sound. The story was not for like not great for me, but I am very intrigued by the other characters.
Okay. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I mean, same, thumb sideways. Like this was definitely not like my favorite. A lot of it was like I think this would probably just be the characters that I kind of skimmed over to get
Yeah.
to the other characters, but I'm very intrigued with this world. I like the way she writes. Like I'll read more of the series.
Yeah.
And this is a thumb sideways, kind of like Jenny. I'm leaning towards the up
Yeah.
because I really did like the writing. I liked the pacing. It just wasn't exactly what I expected. I had read the novella. I wish I had read book one, or I wish that we had started this ep this done this episode as book one. I think, like I said, I feel like we did a little bit of a disservice to this book by jumping in it too. If people liked this book or want books with similar fun demon hunter type vibes, one of the comps that comes up a lot for this book is the Juliet Cross Stay a Spell series, kind of because it's the
Yeah.
world building and different
It
demons,
leans more
monsters.
cozy paranormal. It definitely leans more cozy paranormal.
Do you have any books to rec? Anybody?
If you like demons, my favorite demon series ever is the Dark in You series by Suzanne Wright. I like a lot of her books. I love her Shifter books, but her Demon series is fantastic. The first, I think it's three or four books are about the same couple, but they move really fast. There's a lot going on. And then, like, the side characters, the majority of them get their own books after. I forget what number she's ending at, but they're hilarious. There's a ton of action. They have all different kinds of demons. There's like imps, there's hellhounds, there's hell horses. Like it's a really good blend of action and like funny. Like, and the devil is like Lucifer walks around. They call him Lou. He's like a schlubby kind of guy, and he just randomly appears in scenes, and it's so funny. So that's my favorite demon series, like, and one of my favorite paranormal series, like, period. So
Yeah.
highly recommend.
The Demon Bargain by Katie Roberts, steamy, short, addictive. Each book's about a deal struck with a demon for pleasure. Let's see here. The Time I Got Drunk and Saved a Demon by Kimberly Lemming.
Yeah.
I think that that one works. Stacy misses this one in the comments, but The Kiss of a Demon King by Cressley Cole. It's part of her Immortals After Dark series.
K.F. Breen
Yeah.
has some demon books as
She
well. Like,
does.
those are
Hold on,
all
what
very
was
well
yeah.
done.
What series was that was recommended? The Demon Days and Vampire Nights World.
Because she has some in her Darkness series too.
Yeah, the Demon Days is actually like that one's almost kind of like misnamed because it's more like Vampire Hunter. Like the first ones, and then they go to witches and then to something else. Those are very good books though, and she has demons in her Deliciously Dark Fairy Tales and her Sin and Chocolate, I think. So she's another good one.
Titan by Gillian Graves. It's a gargoyle. Married to the Devil by Lillian Lark. Muscles and Monsters by Ashley Bennett. Monster Pucker by Cleo Evans. There's a series called the Hollow Cove series. It's a multi-author series on Amazon. It has Vacationing with the Vampire, Going Au Naturel at Hollow's Cove, Gaming the Gargoyle in Hollow's Cove.
Cynthia Eden has Monster Without Mercy. That's a demon. She does have some demons. She has a Fallen series, and I believe one of those there is a demon in, like, as the hero in one of those. But she has a couple in, like, her paranormal and those sorts of worlds.
So you can find a list of books on our on the shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Anything else bookish we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
Anything? Okay. So that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into My Demon Hunter by Aurora Asher. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m., right here on the YouTube. We're talking about series starters, but different series starters. So that'll be Sunday night. And then next week, we're diving into Cold Brew by Allie K. Mulford and Ellie Morrison. Right? It's called Cold Brew, right? Or is it Cold Brew and...
I think it's Cold Brew.
I couldn't remember.
It sounds right.
Well, the first one is Pumpkin Spice and Poltergeist. So I don't know if I missed something.
Oh, you might have then.
Cold Brew and...
Amazing. No. Curses and Cold Brew.
Curses and there Cold Brew. I forgot.
Cold Brew did not seem like enough. After
I know. It was like, I'm like, I know that I'm missing something here. Curses and Cold Brew. I'm super excited for everybody to get a chance to read that one. If you haven't voted for our Sip and Discuss lineup in November, that is happening for at least the next 24 hours. And then I will let Discord guess them on Friday.
Ooh, I always like that. Jen yeah, Allen always like seems to know them really like easily.
She does. She does really good. Well, she listens and pays attention and she knows does. That we're using Sip and Discuss as a way to get people to read the books we want them to read.
This is true.
Okay. So anyway, we'll see you back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with me this evening.
It's always a good time.
Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.